75% of those retiring today are retiring with $100,000 or less. And that's really, really frightening. And so that means that probably two-thirds or three-fourths of the people we're talking to right now may be feeling a little panicked, that they're not adequately prepared. I read a recent survey that it's the number one regret of baby boomers and seniors right now is they didn't start early enough. Do you have any advice for those who are feeling that, oh my goodness, I'm listening right now, I hear what Russ is saying, but I've been woefully behind. Do they play catch up? What advice do you give them, Russ?
I think that you start where you are, and you get this idea. I mean, who told them they were behind? The only reason they think they're behind is somebody told them that, hey, retirement's the way you go, and you want to be able to quit by the time you're 65. So you start wherever you are, whatever age you are, and say, okay, I'm going to start applying the principles, and you guys teach those so well. I'm going to spend less than I make. I'm going to start paying down my debt. I'm going to start where I am. And the only reason they feel behind is because they've got this artificial target. And I think that's been one of the problems. As you said, what's the problem in America with retirement is that whole thing, that we've got this arbitrary back end. And so whether you're 60 or 55 or 33, just start applying the principles. Don't buy too much house. Watch God provide. I mean, God, the Bible's still true. It says, I'm going to meet your needs. I've never seen the righteous begging for bread. So, you know, they can hang on that fact.